Good morning. Yes, indeed. Monday. 1623, yeah. 1623, because I stopped and chatted with my my morning buddy, Ron. Let me get this. 6:39 a.m. on 6:16 Monday. Beautiful Monday. I'll be back before 7, which is good because I've only had a half a cup of coffee. I want the other half. I want my breakfast. Monday, therapy day, 8 o'clock. I need to get my stuff moving today. I'm trying to be in the day. I'm trying to be aware of the day. I'm trying to be all those things that I was talking about in terms of setting up the day's foundation in a way that is conducive to me actually getting some work done. So yeah, there's a guy, another older guy named Ron. That's all I know about him. And I see him quite frequently in the morning, particularly when I'm out before 8, definitely before 7. I see him when I take the kid to school at 7 o'clock, and he's usually on one of his laps. He does about 3 laps along the noisiest part of the street. But it's a nice sidewalk and extra wide. It's actually bike path, the designated bike path. So it's got, you know, a little bit of extra solidity to it. He runs and walks and runs and walks and runs and walks. And he's I see him quite regularly. Not when I go out at 9 o'clock. So I was looking for him this morning, and sure enough, caught him right on the corner, and we walked together for a while, then he jogged across the street. All right, we have this ongoing problem. The bypass, the street, is extra long. There are very few intersections that enter it, and so there's very few places for, logically, for there to be a crosswalk. Now, one of the places happens to be linking two churches across the street from each other. It's not exactly logical because it's not at an intersection, but it's they go through and they mark it white. It's the cleanest crosswalk in the city. It's got the big diamond stop here markers in the road. Ooh, I'm off track. It's they do everything but put a stoplight there. People don't stop. As in most places, I suspect, in the country, in the U.S. anyway, if there is somebody in the crosswalk, somebody waiting to cross at the crosswalk, at an unsignaled crossing, you're supposed to stop and let them cross. Now, pedestrians always have the right of way, even when crossing, at least in Colorado, and I suspect in most places, even when jaywalking, even when crossing against the light. If they're in the sidewalk and you hit them, even though you had the right of way, and so you didn't really have the right of way. At least that's my understanding. I could very well be wrong, and it probably varies from state to state. One of the things I like about Colorado is that they have a horse-kicking law. If you get kicked by a horse, it's your fault. Good morning. So at the parades, because there's always lots of mounted units, when there's a parade, there's always horses and tack and jingling and clomping of horses. And so all up and down the parade route, and within 3 blocks of the parade route, they always put up all these posters, all these little signs on every signpost, notifying people that if you get kicked by a horse, it's your fault. Stay away from horses. It's very cool today. The official temperature is 45. It's like 50 at my house. But I'm still working up a sweat. I've got on my a pullover and a fleece shirt because I knew it was going to be chilly. But I worked up a sweat. This 125 feet a minute thing is very cool. So yes, this morning I got underway before anybody else got up. Part of the reason for that was that I woke up at 4:30. Now 4:30, under most normal circumstances, 4:30 is, you're kidding me, right? But 4:30, 4:30, 5 o'clock is my productive time. 4:30, 5 o'clock is getting the day off to a start before people start bugging me. I don't have to answer to anyone. I don't have to be anywhere, do anything. And so as a result, it's a time for me to get a cup of coffee, start thinking about putting my head in the game. Ponder what I'm going to do for the day. Today is Monday. It's a summer schedule Monday, which means I don't have to take anybody to school, which is kind of too bad, because the kid really needed to make up that history credit. So I don't know how that's going to work. Well, this is the third Monday. But after 9 o'clock, I should be able to come back and get groceries, maybe? I'm trying to think if there's anything I need at the grocery store. Oh, the thistles are starting to bloom. Just a few here and there at the moment. This is beautiful. Maybe tomorrow I'll stop and take a picture. Out this time of day. My dogs are usually on leashes. I'm walking and not talking because it's just such a beautiful morning. I'm just enjoying it. Walking to the beat. Trying to stretch out. My legs are feeling the pace. My thighs have started talking to me a little bit. My calves are saying, is this going to be a habit? The answer is, I hope so. Because the reality is that when I do this in the morning, particularly when I do it early in the morning, I always have much more energy, at least through the first part of the day. Stop and smell the roses. There's a beautiful yellow rose bush here. It's in full flower. We have rose bushes around the house, but they haven't started flowering yet. A couple of them look pretty sad. But we're getting better. Grass is filling in. Mow. Something I need to do today. I didn't do it over the weekend. I didn't get the kid to do it. So, yeah, something I need to do this weekend. This week, today. Good morning. A couple out for their walk. Off-roading. Somebody in a four-wheel drive decided to take the shortcut across the field. Quite delightful. Walk past the park, the smell of the grass. It's fresh grass, it's not cut grass, it's nice. Couple spots the guy with a big mower can't reach. They're kind of bushy looking here in the park. Should be hearing from Endomondo here in a second. 16, 15 maybe. Oh, 16:38. I must not have been reaching my stride. Not too surprising. Still, 16:38. Any day I break 17 is a great day. So, yeah, that means I am, in this instance, at the back gate because I didn't go through the garage today. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.